Greensboro.
This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk.
This is The Truman Show with Truman Jones. A look at the politics, news, sports, and people that are shaping Rutherford County. Now your host, Truman Jones.
Good morning, Rutherford County. It's going to be a great day. We got two great guests on. We were going to have three guests on, but it's my understanding that Bill Brooks has been taken away and busy doing something. But I do have Mr. Larry Ralston on, one of my good buddies, and Miss Shelby Brantley. And they run the theater at Jackson Heights. And to me, it's starting to become one of the more historical places for me, because we all grew up, Shelby didn't, she probably doesn't even remember the Princess Theater, but Larry and I, we grew up in that place. And now we're starting to see new generations come through over at Jackson Heights. And if you want to see all the Murfreesboro folks, they all seem to congregate there, don't they?
They do.
And you are in charge of night. So if you want to see Larry, you have to come in at what time?
Anytime after 6 o'clock at night.
After 6 o'clock
at night. I'm there from 6 to close, and Shelby opens, and she's there until 6.
Yeah, Miss Shelby Brantley, and you got the good shift. How did you manage that? Because you're a lot younger.
I don't know. Just luck, I guess.
She's the one that does the scheduling.
Yeah.
Now, that has to be a tough job, because you're having to keep up with all the movies that are coming out, and then you have to in your own view, decide which are the best movies that you want to select through here. How do you do that? Because you have such a wide group of people who have things that they like. You know, you have the older people, mm-hmm. Like Larry, and then you have the more the ones that are probably in their 40s, like me, and then you have the young group. How do you do that?
We get a lot of movies for families and things like that. We only have 6 screens, so it limits all the movies that we can get. But we tend to go for family movies and things that most of the people that come there want to see. Teen movies and usually R-rated movies aren't our type that we play. Mm-hmm. But sometimes you just take what you can get as far as what they're releasing and sequels and things like that that we know are going to be big.
Now, you're talking about, basically, you're catering to a group that's probably 40 plus, it sounds like you said, because when I go there, you don't see as many teenagers in Jackson Heights. I mean, you'll see them all at the other place, mm-hmm. but over there, you see people that are have a little bit more experience in them, I guess.
Yes, sir. Usually over 30, and then families. But we get the occasional teen crowd in, mm-hmm. so.
Now, when you order a movie, mm-hmm. how do you do that? That's always fascinated me. Where do you get them, and how do you accomplish that?
We actually have a booker mm-hmm. who handles most of it, so he lets us know what movies are coming out, the number of releases they're going to have, mm-hmm. and so they have to make so many prints for us to get a mm-hmm. copy of it. So he handles most of the backstage part and works out our deals with the movie companies. So that helps to have somebody kind of, here's your options.
So. Do you listen to the public when they come in? Do they come up to the window and say, when are you going to have Les Miserables or mm-hmm. something like that coming?
A lot of the times people do come up and ask about movies if we don't get them, and so that definitely weighs in on it. Mm-hmm. If it's a big hit and we didn't get it, that's something we're going to try to do, is make sure that we get it.
Now, are some movies more expensive than others when they come in? Because, you know, they spend a lot of money advertising these shows, mm-hmm. and they kind of whet your appetite. Does that play into how much you have to pay, and is the ticket always the same price no matter what movie comes in?
Yes, for the customers, the ticket's the same price no mm-hmm. matter if it's a big hit or not. But for us, it costs different percentage on sales.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the more low budget, low key movies could be 45% of sales go to the film company, where Identity Thief or something big is like 70%. Mm-hmm. So the ticket price is always the same for customers, but it ends up costing us a little bit more.
Now, when people think about all the great movies that have been here, and you hear about, well, this movie grossed $150 million, mm-hmm. this grossed $200 million. When they're talking about gross, is that what the film industry is grossing? And somehow you guys are not the big players in that money-making process, are you? Because it's been my understanding, and I think we've talked about it, Larry, before, mm-hmm. that people always wonder why some of the things that you dine on while you're at the movie theater is a little bit higher probably than in some of the other places. Mm-hmm. That's actually where you guys make a lot of your profits, isn't it?
Well, that's where the theater owners
right.
are able to keep their doors open and operate the theater and pay the employees and so forth off of concessions. They make very, very little off of the admissions to the movie. Most of that money goes to Hollywood. Now, some of the movies that come out, they're on a sliding scale. The longer we keep them, the more we're able to keep as far as admissions. But if it's a hot movie, and Hollywood knows when they got a hot movie on their hands, mm-hmm. then they keep that percentage high probably throughout the entire length of the show that we have. And every night after we close, we have to call in to Ramtrak and also to Universal Studios and let them know what their movie grossed for the day.
Wow.
So they keep track of that every single day.
Is there such a thing as an alliance between movie theater owners? Do you guys have any type of bargaining power over that? Because, you know, you're the ones that actually put it out to the public, so you should be one of the main players in the process, I would think. And you got an entrepreneur here, right? Shelby, what's you majored in? You guys need to come out fighting.
Well,
I shouldn't be saying that on the air, should I?
we're a small theater in comparison, you know, to Carmack, who has, what, 12?
You're just like the Majestic.
16 screens.
Yeah.
And some of the times the movies, when they come out, they go to the larger theaters, especially if it's a limit release. Mm-hmm. And a limit release is a movie like Abraham Lincoln movie mm-hmm. that came out. They didn't make as many prints of that movie, so therefore it only went to the larger theaters mm-hmm. because they thought they could make more money at that way. But like Shelby said, we do have a booking agent that Bill works with, and he's in Atlanta, and he has a good rapport with all the Hollywood studios, and he knows what's coming out, and he pretty much knows what's going to be a big hit and what's not. And every now and then, Bill will suggest to him he wants a movie that he hadn't mentioned to us,
mm-hmm.
but they work real well together on that.
Is it important to get it out early into your theater? To me, if it's a really, really good movie, people are going to watch it two or three times. Just like Shelby said, she watched Les Miserables, what, twice?
Yes.
And which is a great movie, mm-hmm. and absolutely loved it. But give it a couple of months and let it come into your theater. Can't you be just as successful with that if it's a really, really good movie?
I think it all depends on the promotion of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
You can have great movies, but if we don't get posters or standees for it and let people know that it's coming out, that we're going to get it,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't do well. So even horrible movies, if they're promoted all the time, then they do better than great movies that just aren't out there.
I want to get two perspectives here. Larry, the movies that are coming out now that you're getting in your theaters, are they as well done as the movies of, say, what Turner Classic Movies puts out? I mean, of course, they put out a lot of the Oscar-winning movies that go all the way back in the 30s to the present day. Do you feel like that the movies that we're being able to watch right now Are they comparative to those movies?
Some are and some are not, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I think back during the 30s and 40s, you had better writers than you have today. Mm-hmm. And in today's standard, they put in a lot of special effects that they couldn't back in the 30s
right.
and 40s. Mm-hmm. And the special effects have improved so much, they look so realistic. And a lot of times you don't know if it's really real what they're doing or if it's a special effect. And they throw a lot of special effects in the movies nowadays, mm-hmm. especially if it doesn't have that great a plot to the story.
Yeah.
And so that's my opinion.
I now,
Shelby may look at it a little bit different.
Oh. Okay, Shelby, let's hear your idea.
I agree with Larry. I think that we get a lot of repeats as far as stories and writing, but I think that the special effects in today's movies make the difference than the old ones. They can make a lot of different movies that they probably couldn't have made in the 30s just because of the special effects. And so that's something that completely draws people out is special effects in a movie.
I would think that the special effects in a lot of cases appeal more to the younger people. Now, for the ones like us, we're more used to that personal contact between people and kind of basic on more real life. But you go, let's take one film that's been redone a couple of times, King Kong. Mm-hmm. King Kong was a classic movie. And I still like the old King Kong better than I do the ones that they have redone. Mm-hmm. And you go back and see a lot of that as they've been redone over the... there's very few movies after they've been on once and you've seen them, when they try to reprise those again, they're usually not as good mm-hmm. to me. And I don't know. It just seemed like that they... But they put out a lot of movies back then, as you remember. I mean, you could see a star in four or five movies during the year and pretty good movies. But I still think 1939 was the best year for movies. And I'm not a big Gone with the Wind fan, but I think 1939 just kind of pales all the others. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
I
love the young perspective. I really do.
I definitely like older movies, mm-hmm. Gone with the Wind and stuff like that. And they're good to watch and have an old movie night. But I do appreciate the special effects and stuff and seeing things that... if we didn't have the technology now, couldn't be put into a film. So, I don't know, I guess I like them both.
When you, you're from the computer age. You're used to all the computer games and all the other things. Does that influence the way that you think when you're watching movies?
Yes, I guess it does. I don't know, I haven't really thought about it before. But I guess
see, Larry and I live in the real world.
I guess it does. I don't know how to explain it, but...
Well, you know, I think that whatever profession a person is in, when they go see a movie, they pick out and recognize that profession. To give you an example, when I go to a movie, I a lot of times look at the lighting, mm-hmm. the camera angle, because I'm a photographer as well.
Yeah.
And my friend Charlie Pitts, the hairstylist, when he goes to a movie, he notices people's hairstyles more so than I would. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't recognize the photography angles or the lighting like I would do. So I think whatever your expertise is in life and your career, that's kind of how you take perspective of that movie.
Well, what would he say about your hairstyle?
Now he said I look like Bruce Willis.
Yes, you do. We're going to have to put our ears on, guys and lady. And caller, welcome aboard with Larry and Shelby.
Yes, sir. I love your radio show, Truman. I better turn my radio down a little bit. I love your guests that you have on today. And both of them are wonderful people. You know, you was talking about Gone with the Wind. Now, the rendition that I liked best of that movie was when Marilyn Monroe was Gone with the Wind. That was a good show. So, you know what I'm talking about.
I'm not even going to comment on that one.
That's the best win this movie I've ever seen. But but anyway, I want to add something else. Leia Ross has a new look, and yes. I love it. I didn't do it. But I helped him with it. I told him what to do. But Larry lost his hairpiece to Terry Bradshaw in a poker game out Buster Pugh's beer joint the other night. And I think it looks better. And he came to me and says, "Won't you help me get my hair back?" And I said, "Let it go, Larry. It looks good like that. You look so much younger. You look better." And I really like my friend Larry just the way he is. And I think everybody's telling me that. I've got a bunch of guys out here this morning cutting their hair, and they also said Larry looks so much better with his new look. He looks younger. He looks, you know, more sporty, more athletic looking.
I think more like a gangster.
Oh, yeah. Maybe Jake Belton. Yeah. But, you know, I love Larry. Larry's been a friend of mine a long time when he didn't have to be. He's helped me out in a lot of situations. And he's also a friend of Teresa's wife as much as I do. But anyway, I'm going to hang up and listen to y'all. Really love your show, okay, Truman?
Thank you, Charlie. Appreciate it.
Bye.
Bye. Now, did Charlie give you your last haircut is what I want to know.
He may have. He probably did.
There's a lot of people wondering what we're talking about.
Right.
And I had a call not too far in the past, and they found out that you were in Las Vegas with Fred Goodwin. And
correct.
Sometime before that, you had hit your head getting into your car and with a pretty good lick.
Right. Everybody out there in radio land, you better listen up to this. Don't take things for granted. I was getting in my car one day, and I was in a hurry, and I bumped my head. And I said, "Darn, that hurt." I said, I sat down behind the car wheel for a few minutes till the pain kind of subsided. And I was okay. I didn't feel anything about it, and I kept working. A week later, I started having real mild headaches. Of course, that was one of the symptoms, which I did not realize. And after the headaches went away, I was feeling fine. I continued working. Well, I go out to Las Vegas with Fred Goodwin a month and a half later. And after we get out there, we drove. We unloaded his Suburban and put everything in his booth and getting ready to set up the next day. Well, the next morning, my arm just went totally numb on me. So he had to carry me to the hospital. So he called Charlie up while I was in the emergency room and told him I was out there in the hospital. And Charlie got to crying. Fred got to crying, because when Charles got to crying, that made Fred start tearing up, and he got to crying, but Fred won't admit it, though. But I had a subdural hematoma and a slow bleed in the brain when I bumped my head in the car, and the blood clots set up in there and everything. And it was kind of like what Hillary Clinton had when she fell, except she didn't have to have surgery, and I did. And I was in the hospital out there 11 days. And I just want to caution everybody that when you bump your head, if you have mild headaches or double vision or upset stomach or loss of memory, you better go to the doctor and you better get it checked out. I was extremely lucky. The doctors told me in Vegas that if I had waited another day or two, it would probably have been a whole lot more serious than what it was.
Pretty serious as it was. Mm-hmm. And you think about it, you had had that trauma from the lick. And then you drove all the way out to Vegas, which is tiring in itself. And then you set up and get ready for the exhibits that you got to display there.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to go to the hospital. I was thinking about you the whole time. Of course, I called you when you were at the hospital.
You did?
And it was just, I couldn't imagine what you were going through at that time. And how blessed you were. To be, everything seemed to fall in place for you because you knew exactly what to do when you started having problems with your arm, and you went to the hospital and they took you right in. I mean, and evidently they were pretty confident there at the hospital.
Yeah, and it probably a good thing that it happened in Vegas, because with all the stars that go to Vegas, I'm sure they got top-notch surgeons out there. And the surgeon that operated on me was a lady surgeon. She did an excellent job, and a very, very nice lady. And so I was in real good hands out there for the 11 days I was in the hospital. They took real good care of me.
And Fred took care of you.
And Fred took care of me, and so did Sam Goodwin and
That's
his wife Elizabeth. They were out there, and at the end of the day of their show, they'd always come over to the hospital every night and spend an hour or two with me, make sure I was okay and everything was going fine.
And you wonder, you know, friends do really make this world worthwhile, don't they?
I tell you what, friends are everything. You can be rich, but you're richer if you have a lot of friends.
And Fred drove y'all all the way back and made sure that you were being taken care of.
Correct.
That's amazing.
Then when I told him that morning when we were getting ready to go to set up, we were eating breakfast, and I stood up, tried to put my hand in my pocket, and I couldn't do it. And he said, "Anything okay? You're okay, Larry?" And I said, "No, something's wrong, because my whole left arm and hand went totally numb, just like dead weight." He jumped up from there quicker than I've ever seen Fred move and said, "Let's go. We got to get to the hospital."
Of course, you've been a good friend to Fred. You have worked with him on these projects. And what exactly do you guys do? I've seen you do it here, but when you go to Vegas and you set up your booth there, well, what are you trying to accomplish at that time?
Well, what brings the crowd of people in is the National Championship Rodeo. Hmm. And Fred sells cowboy memorabilia.
Now, I want to get this all in, so let's take a quick break.
Okay.
And we'll be right back with Larry and Shelby.
Hello, this is Bill Taylor, owner and chief instructor of the Bushido School of Karate with two locations here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. I'd like to tell you about our summer program starting June 1st with lessons going until the end of July. This program is for adults or children. Our summer program is for 2 months of lessons, comes with a uniform, free belt exams, free private lessons, free t-shirt, and a whole lot more. If you've ever thought about trying martial arts for children or adults, this is a great way to get started. Anyone that registers for our summer program before May 1st can do this great program for $99. For more information or in order to contact us, please visit our website at bskonline.com. That's bskonline.com. Our summer program includes lessons for all ages, June and July, only $99 if you register before May 1st.
It's the Morning News with Scott Walker on WGNS, FM 100.5 and 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com.
News time right now is 9:30. Well, we have more news on the incident that occurred at Riley's Small Engines this morning. Apparently, there was an accidental discharge of a weapon at the business, and WGNS has confirmed with Major Clyde Atkinson of the Murfreesboro Police Department that no one was injured in this mishap at Riley's. At this point, it appears as if no charges will be filed in that particular situation. You can read more about it at WGNSradio.com. Well, now is the time to pick up your free trees. The Rutherford County Soil Conservation District office opened at 9 this morning, and they're giving away free trees to Rutherford County landowners. You can pick up as many as 5 free trees, and the species available are redbud, indigo bush, red mulberry, and hybrid chestnut. Again, there's a limit of 5 trees per landowner, and this is going on at 315 John Rice Boulevard, just down the street from Sam's. Well, you may recall the promotion of prostitution arrest that WGNS told you about January 31st. Using Backpage.com, 2 Rutherford County men were accused of promoting prostitution. An arrest was made in Murfreesboro at the Motel 6 on Chaffin Place off Old Fort Parkway. More details of that arrest have been made public, and it turns out that 2 juveniles were acting as prostitutes with these 2 men. Police were able to intervene, and now the teens are back home with their family. In January, Murfreesboro police responded to the hotel in reference to a call about the possibility of prostitution. An arrest report shows that Laverne resident, 22-year-old Kareem R. Wiggins, told police that he and another man were placing ads on Backpage soliciting sex for a female who was at the hotel with them. 26-year-old Robert A. Wright from Murfreesboro was arrested with Wiggins in connection with the solicitation of sex for money operation. After the arrest were made, the TBI got involved in the case, and it was then determined that the 2 men allegedly coerced 2 16-year-old girls into prostitution. The 2 men reportedly ran a small prostitution operation from an address here in Murfreesboro, and the teens were said to have met clients here at area Murfreesboro hotels. In fact, several different hotels. And the men, they are already scheduled to appear in Rutherford County General Sessions Court on March the 6th. And from what we understand, more charges could be filed in this case. The case does remain open. News time right now is 9:32. Let's get a look at the weather forecast. Mandy has the latest for us on that. Right now, the temperature, 40 degrees.
Good morning, Scott. We'll have rain showers today with mainly cloudy skies. Highs climbing a few degrees into the mid-40s with a northwest wind feeling breezy. Cloud cover for tonight, 34 degrees for your low, with winds turning to the south-southwest. Thursday, we will see sunshine as highs warm into the upper 50s. 33 Thursday night under partly cloudy skies. From the Weather Eye Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Mandy Theluber.
It could be any moment the deer of a lifetime walks by, and you have to be prepared. That's why you need to shop Murfreesboro Outdoors.
This is Randy at Murfreesboro Outdoors.
All right, now you hit that one, my boy.
We got camouflage clothes, shotguns, shells, boots, pretty much anything. We got it. If we don't have it, we'll get it.
Murfreesboro Outdoors on Northwest Broad Street, just down from the old International Paper location.
Okay. Honey, have you seen my keys?
On the hook, dear.
Okay, what about my phone?
I'm calling it now.
Oh, it's in my coat. Okay, all right.
Don't forget your briefcase.
Oh! Yeah. Okay, where is it?
It's by the door.
Oh, got it. Have you seen my keys? Oh, right. Yep, okay. Okay, I'm off. I'll see ya.
1-1000, 2-1000, 3-1000, 4-1000, 5-1000.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
With a new Win for Life instant game from the Tennessee Lottery, your only job might be going to the mailbox and collecting $3,000 a week for life. The new Win for Life instant game, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing, life-changing fun.
So, how was your day?
Oh, you know, the usual.
Right now, one in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, and I can help you get to a better state because I'll talk with you, listen to you, and help you put together a policy that has you written all over it, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Give me a call at 895-2700.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton. Give me a call at 895-2700.
Again, that time right now is 9:35. Our WGNS birthday cake winner this morning was Alvin Douglas. Today, Alvin gets a free birthday cake, compliments of Junior's Foodland. And our good neighbor of the day is Dr. Togry. And today, he's going to receive flowers, compliments of Ryan's Flower Shop. Dr. Togry is always encouraging children to do their best. And today, again, he gets flowers, compliments of Ryan's Flowers and Gifts. Right now, the time, once more, is 9:35. More Truman Jones comes your way next.
Registration for the second annual Special Kids Race presented by MMC is now open. With the sold-out first-year event, mark your calendar for Saturday, March 23rd, 2013, and choose from one of three distances, the 1-mile fun run, the 5K, or the 15K. Registration is limited to 3,000 participants, so don't miss out on one of Murfreesboro's biggest races. With your help, Special Kids can reach even more children with special needs. Register today at specialkidsrace.org and run for the kids.
The Truman Show now continues on the voice of Rutherford County, WGNS, AM and FM.
And welcome back with Larry and Shelby. And this part of their show is brought to you by Murfreesboro Automotive. When you need car repairs, you want someone you can trust. Murfreesboro Automotive is that place. Chuck Haynes has a staff of certified technicians that can fix anything. From the simple oil change to major auto repair, Murfreesboro Automotive is the only place you need. Murfreesboro Automotive, turn off Broad between Chewy's and Chili's on the Ridgely Road. All right, Larry, let's continue on with our story.
Okay, as I was saying, what brings the crowd of people in is the National Rodeo Championship. Mm-hmm. And Fred sells cowboy memorabilia, mm-hmm. movie posters, photographs of cowboy stars like Roy Rogers, Gene Autry, Rocky Lane, Lash LaRue, Wilt Wilson, Charles Sterrett.
Grew up with all of them.
Grew up, you know. And also
Charles Sterrett was who?
The Ringo Kid. Yeah,
that's right.
And the person who doubled for him many times was Jock Mahoney.
Wow.
who later became the range rider on television, and Yancy Dallinger, and also played some Tarzan series too in the movies. But Fred also sells CDs of cowboy music, CDs of country music that you cannot find in stores anymore, the real rare classical type music. And he also produces a lot of the Sons of the Pioneer music, Roy Rogers music.
Best group ever.
Frankie Lane and Marty Robbins. Mm-hmm. And so he does quite well in his, in the music part.
Well, it's fun how that still has a lot of strength in this country. Of course, it goes back to our childhood days. And nothing will make me more relaxed and enjoy as much as the old Western songs, especially when you have the Sons of the Pioneers in the background. And they've been in so many movies, the John Wayne movies, and of course Roy Rogers. He was one of the original ones, wasn't he?
Roy Rogers and Bob Nolan were the original ones who started the Sons of the Pioneers. Uh-huh. Then when Roy became Roy Rogers movie star, cowboy, he got Pat Brady to take his place, because Roy was the
comedian. He drove Nellie Bell, didn't he?
Right. Yeah. Roy was the comedian of the Sons of the Pioneers, believe it or not, and then he got Pat Brady to replace him, because Pat was the comedian of the Sons of the Pioneers.
I can't see Roy Rogers as a comedian. I mean, he was always just, he was the good guy. He was the one who had the white hat on, and he was always going to do the right thing.
Except in one movie where he was in the movie with Gene Autry, he played a good bad guy, and he wore a black hat. But at that time, he was going by his original name, Leonard Sly.
Yeah.
But he was in one movie with Gene Autry early in the years.
Well, now, he was in a movie with John Wayne at one time, and he wasn't exactly a good guy in that one either.
Dark Command.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Isn't that funny what you can remember?
Yeah.
You can't recall what happened yesterday, but you can recall those things. But that's got to be, you know, kind of a dream job. Now, you are professionally a photographer, and one of the best that's ever been. I mean, you're right at the very top. You do all kinds of family shoots and all those other things. And doing that as long as you have, what do you enjoy the most? And I know probably when you travel with Fred and get to meet all the stars and things like that, that has to be not really a job. It's just kind of like a fun thing, a vacation almost.
It's a fun thing, and like you say, it is almost like a vacation, because Fred knew Roy Rogers and Dale Evans personally. Mm-hmm. He met Gene Autry on a few occasions, but didn't know Gene quite as well as he did Roy and Dale. And he is real good friends with Roy Rogers and Dale Evans' daughter, Cheryl Rogers. Mm-hmm. And Cheryl comes here about every couple
of
years.
Sweet young lady.
And I enjoy my photography very much so. I have a partner in the business with me now, Al Gordon. Mm-hmm. He is the son of the Dr. Gordon, who was the ear, nose, throat doctor here years ago when we were kids.
Good baseball player, too.
And he was. Mm-hmm. And I enjoy my photography. I also enjoy working at the movie theater. And I just enjoy life in general and having a good time.
You know, you're like an artist, because, you know, when I talk to my old classmates, you did our 50th class reunion,
right.
And you're still remembered for those pictures, because they were great pictures. And I know if anybody's having their reunion, you can't have anybody better than Larry. Now, I know, you talked to me one time, you travel a lot in your photography work. Just like if someone is getting married and they want to have a beach wedding, or they want to go to a special island or whatever, you travel with that. That has to be a great compliment to you.
I used to travel a lot more than I do now. I let my partner do all the traveling now, because he's a lot younger than I am. And he used to have a studio down in Florida, so he goes to Florida quite often to photograph weddings down there.
Now, where's his studio in Florida?
Bradenton, Florida.
Yeah. So his is pretty much full-time, although doesn't he do some work with the theaters also? Or
no.
He doesn't do that?
No.
Because I was with you one time at the Jackson Heights Theater, and he came over, and I thought he was doing something with them at the time.
No, he doesn't work down there. He just strictly...
So you were moonlighting at the theater that night?
I was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, what about Bill Brooks? He is going to be on my show one of these days. He's been assigned a couple of times before, but he's always stays busy. He's redoing something in Alabama or Mississippi and traveling. And Bill is one of our local people. How did he get involved in the theater?
Well, Bill started working for Martin Theater when he was about 15 years old, mm-hmm. which later Carmack bought Martin Theater out. He worked for Joe T. Thompson.
Right.
And so Bill had been in the movie business a long time, running projectors. He was Mr. Barrett's relief man at one time at the Prince's Theater. He rode his bicycle down to the Prince's, not Prince's Theater, but Carmack at Jackson Heights Sharpen Center. Mm-hmm. And rode his bicycle down there, barefooted, and to go in and relieve Mr. Barrett so Mr. Barrett could go on break, and he would run the projectors until Mr. Barrett would get back. And Bill also, he can tear down a movie projector, disassemble it 100%, and rebuild it, put it back together.
Wow.
He's that talented, and he knows all about movie projectors, and Bill's a very smart guy. And he has a side business where he goes around and travels to independent movie theaters and repair their projectors if something goes wrong with them.
The theaters have always been just the place that kind of like what dreams were made. People love to go watch the movies. And Shelby, that has to be a dream job for you because being over the movies here, you get to see all of the great movies that come through. And does it have a special meaning for you to be able to do that? Because you know, most people are actually drawn to the theater.
Yes, it does. I've been there 3 years, so I definitely enjoy being there and being able to watch all the different movies that come in. And we have a lot of regular customers.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another thing that is a benefit, is getting to see them and, you know, kind of talking about movies, which one they like. And I usually try to recommend a few, but... that it's a perk to work there.
And it seems like it's a hometown theater there, mm-hmm. because you guys seem to know everybody that comes in, and you welcome them, you make them feel at home when they come in, and you don't push everything like you will see in some of the other theaters, but it's important for them to purchase things when they come in. Not only does it help them enjoy the movie, but it's not a movie theater unless you have popcorn and something to drink with it.
That's right.
But it's important for them to come in and support their theater. And you know, television, when it came in, and Larry and I remember when it first came in, we just thought it was going to be just a passing fancy, and it wasn't going to last long. And then all of a sudden, everybody in the country has got at least one TV in their home.
Mm-hmm.
And in some respects, it has taken its toll on the theaters, hasn't it?
Well, it has, but the theater business has come and gone. I guess back during the late 70s, it was kind of a low hull there because, in my opinion, they weren't putting out as good of movies as they are now.
Mm-hmm.
And the movie business has improved a lot since the 70s and have brought people back to the theaters. Myself, personally, I love seeing a movie on the big screen. I just love seeing that. And at our theater, we pop our popcorn fresh daily. Mm-hmm. That's one reason our popcorn tastes so good. And we get a lot of high remarks on our popcorn. We even have people who come in the theater down there on their way home, we'll stop by and buy a bucket of popcorn and take it home with them.
We used to do that at the Prince's.
Yeah.
And what is it so special about movie popcorn? Because, I mean, we've popped it every which way that you can. We've put it in the microwave. We've even got movie popcorn from whoever that is that makes the movie popcorn. And it's still not as good.
Well, you know, the Kentucky Fried Chicken, the secret recipe, uh-huh. Bill Brooks has got his own secret recipe. He makes that popcorn so delicious, and he's not telling nobody.
Well, what about that popper that you've got in there? It has to be part of the ingredient.
Well, that's a commercial-grade popper, mm-hmm. and I'm sure that has a lot to do with it over putting popcorn in a microwave at home.
Mm-hmm.
But Bill buys the best popcorn that he can find, and I think he buys it out of Kentucky, doesn't he? He has to go up there and get it. So he has the best grade of popcorn that money can buy.
Now, can you make a quiet popcorn? And what I'm saying is, if I've got about five or six people around me and I'm trying to watch a movie and they're chomping on popcorn, a lot of times I can't even hear what they're saying up there.
Well,
can you move people over to the popcorn side and let people kind of maybe eating their Milk Duds or something somewhere else?
Well, you know, that's up to the chewer. Uh-huh. Some people, when they're chewing things, are loud chewers, and some people not. I mean, I've sat next to people who's eating popcorn. I couldn't even hear them eating popcorn, and other people I can hear. But that's just one of the things, the way people chew, I guess.
That's unreal, because, you know, everybody is so finicky. When I go in, I don't like a lot of people talking. And in your theater, you don't see that, which I think is a rare compliment. And I have seen so many movies over there at your place, and when I go in, I know at least probably 80-85% of the people that's in that theater. And that's such a big compliment to you guys. Mm. It really is.
Well, if someone is in a movie theater talking and someone comes out and reports it to us, we will go in there and talk to them and tell them not to be talking during the movie, respect their friends and neighbors sitting around them, and if they must talk or text on that phone, come out in the lobby and do it.
So you take your little
flashlight.
Now, this is something that I am going to confess. I have broken the rules going into the theaters before. And I guess I'm kind of confessing in a way. We have actually gone into the theater with a big old bag, popped our popcorn before we got there, had Cokes in the bag. Nobody ever searched us, thank goodness. And I've taken the whole family in there. That's a no-no, isn't it?
It is, if you want to have the movie theater still around in the years to come.
Right.
Because that's how...
I was actually hurting the theater when I did that.
You were, because that's actually how the studio owner keeps the theater open, by paying his light bill, all his utilities, employees, salary, and everything. And that's how he makes his money on concessions.
Now, when you set the fare for the tickets to get in, Do you get much profit or any profit out of that?
Not much. Hollywood pretty much sets the tone for the price of the tickets.
They set the tone for the price.
Pretty much so. Yeah, we got some little bit of leeway, because our theater, we're a lot much cheaper than the Carmack Theater across town, because they're a big chain outfit, and our concessions is a whole lot cheaper.
Yes.
And we have people coming to our theater all the time saying how pleased they are with our concessions. Or had a man come in the other day and says, you know, tell the theater owner here I really appreciate his keeping everything affordable. Affordable. And I said, well, thank you, I'll pass that information on. We get compliments all the time. Shelby can tell you that.
Yes. Our dollar popcorn is one of our new, well, not new, we've had it for a couple months now, but it's a good, people who don't want to come in and pay a lot, they can just get a dollar popcorn and a drink. We also have the $1.50 drink. So that's something that you get a popcorn and a Coke. It's not costing you an arm and a leg, and it's helping us out. So when people bring in snacks and everything like that, we can't search them at the door. If we see it, we try to ask them not to bring it in. But when they do bring in outside food or drinks, usually they leave it in the theater, so we have to go clean up after them for something that they didn't help us out on.
Push, but on this... flip side, you want to be good neighbors to them when they come in, and you guys are that way. You make it a really friendly place to go in. Yeah. But you keep thinking, why the theaters, the moguls in Hollywood have to have the theaters. They have to be open to push their product. So it looked like they would be a little bit more friendly to... Just like one of the movie stars will make more money on that film than you will in a lifetime.
Oh, yeah.
And there you are, the ones that are actually making their product available to everybody. I have never understood that, because I remember at one time the theaters almost all went out, and that was a lot of it. I mean, you couldn't make a profit at all.
That's true, and that is correct. And the Hollywood studios, I guess you might say, are very, very vicious business people when it comes to that. And maybe the reason they're that way, I don't know, because they have to pay millions of dollars to the actors who are in the movies. The first actor who got $1 million was Steve McQueen. And he said,
really?
He said he wasn't going to make a movie until he got $1 million pay, and they paid him $1 million. And I forget which movie it was for. I think it might have been for Bullet, but I'm not for sure. But he was the first actor to get $1 million.
You know, it's amazing that they're the ones that sway public opinion a lot about whether it's a conservative issue or a liberal issue.
Mm-hmm.
And yet they're the ones that break the rules more than anybody. That's always been a constant fascination to me, is how they're able to almost live two separate lives as they deal with other people and how they deal with themselves.
Well, acting is a make-believe atmosphere, fantasy, so to speak, and how people live their life and what they're saying in a script on a movie a lot of times are two different things. A lot of your actors are very shy people in real life. But they have a script to say, and they can say it. And they come across that they're really got everything together. But really, a lot of them are just real timid and shy.
There's a real famous stuntman, and I was watching him the other day. And he was talking about all the actors that he worked with and all the stunts he did. And something like he's had well over 70 different broken bones. And he was talking about all the actors and actresses he worked with. And he said his very favorite of all the actors, would you guess who he is? And he is a stuntman that was saying this, but the actor is now gone and was a Western star.
John Wayne.
John Wayne was who he was. He said he was the most real person that he ever met in the movies. And he said when he came in, you automatically had that sense of respect toward him. Mm-hmm. And that's amazing, because most of the guys in our era, and even in my sons and grandson, John Wayne is still the superstar of all of them. And that is amazing. Who'd you get a note from?
Well, I really don't understand it.
Melissa brought it, so I can understand that.
Tell Doug, Popcorn and Theater Story, I really don't know.
Now, they need to call in, then, if they want you to repeat something.
But at the theater, all the movie sound is digital in all six theaters. And we're now 50% digital theater now in three of the theaters, and the other remaining three are still film.
That really improves the quality, doesn't it?
Some people think it does. Myself, I can't see a great deal of difference between film and digital. Mm-hmm. But eventually, everything will be going digital, because it's a lot cheaper on Hollywood to ship in a little disc rather than containers of film, which are extremely heavy. Then we got to edit those films together and splice them together. And so there's no telling how much Hollywood studios have to pay to ship that stuff in.
Now, how have things changed in the film room? Because, you know, they'd have the projector up there, and back in those days, every once in a while, maybe something would be a little wrong with the film, and you'd have the little rolls that would go on, which was rare, but it was just part of it. You just enjoyed it no matter what.
Well, back in the old days, they usually had two projectors there, and when one roll ran out, they put another one on right quick. Nowadays, the film is all connected, and it's on a platter.
Mm-hmm.
And you start the film going through the projector, and when it comes out, you put it back on the take-up platter, and it's ready to go again. There's no rewinding. It's ready to start showing it again as soon as the movie ends.
Now, do you have people that actually work up in that film room during the whole time?
There's somebody is there on duty at all times, because sometimes things can still go wrong technically, and you have to be ready to get up there and fix it while you can.
Now, you've had some great movies that have come in. I think I like Shelby, I like Les Miserables as good as any. But you've got some movies that you have got coming up right now. And you've got a list of them.
For Valentine's Day, we're going to have Safe Haven, which is the Nicholas Sparks book made into a movie. Mm-hmm. Beautiful Creatures, which is PG-13, and it's also a book made into a movie. Good Day to Die Hard, coming out with another one of those. And then
it's not a Bruce Willis movie, is it?
It sure is. And then Friday is Escape from Planet Earth. So it's a kids movie, PG.
Oh, okay.
So lots of things this weekend, new.
Now, how do people find out what's playing at what time so that they can be there in time to get their popcorn and, mm-hmm. and candy and Cokes?
There are a lot of different things on the internet, but we ask that you go to goseeamovie.com for all mm-hmm. of our show times. Mm-hmm. That's our website, or you can call 896-4100, mm-hmm. and that has the recordings that I do weekly of all the movies and their showtimes. So,
are you looking forward to a big Valentine's Day?
I sure hope
that,
so.
That has to be one of the big treats that men can give their wives mm-hmm. and or girlfriends mm-hmm. at that time.
Dinner and a movie.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Dinner and a movie. But be sure you have your dinner right there at the theater, right?
That's right.
Well, it's been a lot of fun. Anything you want to say to anybody while you're here?
Well, I'd just like to mention, as far as our photography studio, Gordon and Ralston Photography, mm-hmm. we're going to be in a bridal show here in Murfreesboro at the Embassy Suites Sunday, February the 24th. Mm-hmm. And we're also going to be in Tullahoma at the bridal show over there. Mm-hmm. So just want to let everybody know that, and all your potential brides come out and meet us.
Now, what do they find out at that time, at the show?
Well, they get to see our photography work,
oh, okay.
the style of our work, yeah. and get to talk to
which
us.
Which is second to none. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. You guys do a good job. Shelby, it's nice meeting you.
You too.
You want to say hello to anybody, a boyfriend or anything before we leave?
Oh, no, but I'm going to remind everyone about our four new movies this weekend
yeah.
and come out and see one of them.
Yeah.
Aren't you?
Good lady, push them. All right, it's been a great show, guys, and we will see you in the morning at 9 o'clock, and I think we have Mr. Dan Whittle on in the morning.
This is MTSU President Sidney McPhee. You're listening to WGNS, your local connection to Blue Raider Atlanta.
WGNS AM, FM, online. WeatherEye.
Cloudy skies for the forecast area. Rain continuing. Winds out of the north-northwest, about 5 to 15 miles per hour, feeling breezy. I'm WGNS Staff Meteorologist Mandy Feluber.
Right now, 37.
That update brought to you by Russell Stover Valentine Chocolates. Giving chocolates for Valentine's Day is a given, but what kind? Russell Stover is America's favorite heart box chocolate. Give her what she's hoping to get. Give her Russell Stover.
This is Good Neighbor Events, brought to you by AmeriCare Pest Control, Omnihut Vestmont in Sparta, and the Rutherford Home Show, Saturdays at noon on WGNS.
AmeriCare is Rutherford County's number one choice in pest control, and it's simple to see why. After calling 893-7111, their staff came to my house 8 years ago when I had an insect problem. They looked at the situation, showed me the areas, and what they'd recommend to resolve the problem. After treatment and with quarterly checks, I'm bug, critter, and creepy crawly free. Thanks, AmeriCare.
Call the best of the best to get rid of your pest.
AmeriCare, 893-7111.
Time for WGNS Good Neighbor Events as we look ahead at the coming weekend. Driving Miss Daisy opens Friday and Saturday night at 7:30 and a Sunday matinee at 2 at the Murfreesboro Center for the Arts. Don't miss Driving Miss Daisy. And this coming weekend will be the final opportunity to see The Last Train to Nibrock at the Lamplighters Theater in Smyrna. Friday and Saturday night at 7:30 and a Sunday afternoon matinee at 4:30. That's at the Lamplighters Theater in Smyrna. It's also the final weekend for Walt Disney's The Little Mermaid Jr. at the Arts Center of Cannon County. And for the youngsters, the Breakfast with Ariel is this coming Saturday morning at the Arts Center of Cannon County. You know, Ariel in The Little Mermaid? That breakfast is 8:30 until 10 this Saturday morning at the Arts Center of Cannon County. And the Kittrell Volunteer Fire Department's having one of their famous Country Ham Breakfast this coming Saturday morning from 6 until 10. This is at the Kittrell Volunteer Fire Department at 8067 the Old Woodbury Highway. The Parkinson Support Group meets 1:30 this coming Saturday at the St. Clair Street Senior Center. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
The Outpost Armory is not just another gun store. Our staff has hands-on knowledge and experience with firearms, self-defense training, hunting, and competitive shooting. We cater to the new gun owner and the expert looking for that hard-to-find product. We carry items that the big chain stores don't and have bulk ammunition for the high-volume shooter. We defend the Second Amendment and help responsible citizens protect their families, rights, and liberties. Visit us in person or online at theoutpostarmory.com. The Outpost Armory, I-24 East at Exit 89 in Murfreesboro.
We're here with Dr. Rishi Saxena, the only certified physician in heart CT in this area, talking about the 64-slice CT scan.
Other tests are invasive and they are not as accurate, particularly the treadmill stress test. Sometimes you may have a negative test, you may still have blockages.
Before heart catheterization or stress test, call 896-4800.
This is the earliest test where you could find information without taking too much risk.
Call 896-4800. It could be the 1 minute that saves your life. Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost quality protection and claim service. And if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. I'm Doran Claiborne with Claiborne & Taylor Insurance. Come by our office at 319 West McKnight Drive or give us a call at 893-5064.
You can depend on Claiborne & Taylor.